Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsy-Guy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Second Harvest Food Bank, which distributes food throughout East Central Indiana with the goal of alleviating hunger in our community.
My name is Tim Keene, and I'm the president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank.
I'm Karen McTagg, the director of development for Second Harvest Food Bank.
Well, Second Harvest is a regional warehouse distribution center, and we are part of a national network with Feeding America. In that organization, we're responsible for 8 counties in East Central Indiana. And our basic mission is to bring in donated food from all over our region and also all over the country and redistribute that food to hungry people in the 8 counties that we serve.
Second Harvest mission is to alleviate hunger in East Central Indiana. And we do that with several different programs. We have the Tailgate program, which is in every county that we serve. And we also have some of the counties, the CSFP program, which is a senior citizens program where they are provided a 40-pound box of food once a month if they meet financial guidelines. And we also, serve the pantries in our area to provide food for them that they order from us.
We like to refer to folks that are struggling to feed their families as food insecure rather than hunger. Hunger is a different definition, but food insecurity impacts a big, big number of people. In the 8 counties that we at Second Harvest service area, it's a little over 74,000 people. In Delaware County, particularly, it's over 20,000 people. And over 5,300 of those folks are kids. So it's just it's a circumstance that exists for a lot of people, about 1 in 5 and about 1 in 4 kids in this community. Oddly enough, 30% of the people that are food insecure are employed. They have jobs. They just don't make enough money to meet their expenses. So it's a different story for each family in that circumstance.
And so when people give to Second Harvest, it impacts their buying power if they financially give to us. We appreciate all of the food drives that individuals do for us, and that's greatly appreciated. But if someone gives us $1, $1 provides 4 meals for an individual. So it really impacts the buying power if people give us financial gifts.
Well, I would say that the challenge to try to eliminate hunger is probably bigger than I can climb, or we can climb, or all of us can climb at this point. There's a lot of ways people can get engaged to be a part of that process, working toward that solution. So, yes, what we do is distribute food to people that are in need, and it is a temporary relief for what they're looking for. The long-term picture, I believe, is coming up with a number of living wage jobs that people can access, and they'd be able to meet their expenses and feed their families, which is what they want to do.
You'll hear more about Second Harvest Food Bank all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsy-Guy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie in Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.